Evelo b'nei b'riya. Then she'll have healthy children. Kitzur, she should eat well. T'yochla b'yir, she eats a lot of eggs, his hevelo b'nei yinino. Shashi yinei g'delos, the eyes will be very big. T'yochla kavri, she eats fish, his hevelo b'nei chinini. She'll have b'nei rashi balachain, they'll be gracious children. T'yochla kavsa, apiyah, another type of banana, grass or something, hevelo b'nei, the yustan, they look very nice. T'yochla kuspato, rashi al nilmish malaz, another type of food, Hevelu b'nei bisarni. They'll be like heavy people that have a lot of meat on them. The yochla sroiga, if the pregnant wife, the pregnant lady, eats a sroigim, hevelu b'nei richni. Her children will smell very good. That was the mindset that brought the Shava Malka. This king's daughter, ochla b'ima, when his wife was pregnant with her, the mother ate a sroiga, she had a sroigim then. Now they had this, she had a daughter. Now the king had his daughter, v'avi maskele l'kameya hua b'resh richni. The best perfume the king had around him was his daughter. His daughter smelled the best of all the perfume. And since his mother, when she was pregnant, had her mother who ate a sroigim, that's why she smelled so good. Omer Rav Huna. Bodek lon Rav Huna b'achinina. Rav Huna said that Rav Huna b'achinina asked them questions like this. What's going to be the case of Hiyoy Meres Lonik? If the wife says she wants to nurse a child, Vuayim, the husband says nothing doing. Shloi Lahanik, I don't want you to nurse a child. We listen to her, she has the right to nurse. Why? Because it's her own pain, like there's milk in her breast, and if she doesn't nurse, it's too painful for her, so she has the right to say she wants to nurse. What's going to be though, if the husband wants her to nurse? She says, no, I don't want to nurse. Ma, what's the locha? So much of this. Whoever her minig is, not to nurse, then we listen to her. If she says she doesn't want to nurse, we listen to her. What about Tiyorcha? And her family, the minig was to nurse. For who? Lav Urchan. His, the husband's family, it was not to nurse. My, what's the locha? Bosa, the day as in the go bosa him, that she does not have to nurse. I bosa, the does in the go bosa that she should nurse. Is Pashitna lay as Pashitis miho. In this locha, we learned Oyli ma. When a wife gets married to her husband, she goes up with him. She takes the bedamin hug him. But v'yeni redis imoy, she does not go down. She doesn't go down worse than he has. And Amar Rav Huna says, my crow, where's the pasuk for this? The pasuk says, v'hi bulas bal, that she becomes a bulas bal. That means, baliyose shabal, she only goes up. She takes the bedamin hug him of the husband. V'loi b'yiridose shabal, and not to go down of the husband. So therefore, since hum and hug him work to nurse, so therefore she has the right to nurse. And Reb Lazar, my Yochab Lazar said for me from this part of the Pasuk. It says what? Ki hi hoi sa'im kochai. It means lechayim nitna v'loy letza nitna. To get married after an isha goes up with husband is only lechayim for the better, for loy letzara not to go down. Right, then the Mishnah said, what's going to be the locha v'echnisa l'shivcha? So the Mishnah first said the malach is the work that a wife has to do for husband. Then it says, what about if she brings in a shivcha? She does less. For the Gemara, her shara avda. So the Mishnah says, if she brings in only one shivcha, one maid, so then she doesn't have to grind anymore. For lo yaifa, and not bake, and not wash. But for the Gemara, her shara avda, mashma, the rest of the work, she does have to do. For the Gemara, why? For Tamala, let her tell her husband, Ali se lecho is the sovachikoi. Like I gave you a wife in my place. Like just like I would have to do all the work, but now I gave you a shivcha maid. Why can't the lady say, I want her to do all the work? So Mer says, Mishum the Yomala, the husband can say back to her, Hartorcha lididi ulidu. True. She's going to work for me and for you. She's going to work for me, for the husband, and for herself. But Karmelidoch matorach. Who's going to take care of you? In other words, now there are three people to take care of. So she'll do certain things, and you also have to do other things. Right, then the Mishnah says, Stein, if she brings in two maids, Einam of Hashem, she doesn't have to cook anymore, V'einam of Nika, she doesn't have to nurse. Of Hoshar Rav, the Mashma, the other things she'll have to do, she'll have to make the beds. For the Marva Tamale, why can't she say back to him, I brought you with another wife. The Torcha, the Deal, the Do. She'll take care of me and her. V'chod, and the second maid, the Dochel, the Do, to take care of you and her. So again, I should be freed from everything. Mishum the Yomla, the husband still says back to her, Kami Urchi Aparchi Mantarach. We're still going to have guests and visitors over, so I still need you to help for that. Sholosh, the Mishnah says that she brings in three maids, Then she doesn't even have to make the bed anymore. For the more vayto, sure after, much more other things she has to do. For the more why the tamele, why can't you tell her? Why can't you tell him? I brought in a third maid. She's going to take care of the guests and the visitors. So you don't need me. I should be free from everything. So Mishnah Mar says no. Mishum the yomelo, he says to her, nofish b'nei beisa, nofish uchi parchi. The more people in the house, the more guests and visitors will be there. And now that we have four ladies in the house, three maids and my wife and me, five people in the house is going to be full of guests and visitors. So therefore, I need you to work also. Nothing doing. So therefore, the Gemara, if that's a svari hochi, is so, afilu abor nami. Even if she brings in four maids, then there's five ladies in the house, and a man, six. So of course there'll be more guests and more visitors. So how come the Mishnah says when she brings in four maids, then she's free, she can sit back and do nothing? And the Gemara says, kibul nofesh lo, misayin adodi. Once she brought in already four maids, then they'll take care. They'll help out one another. Shan, mashma three don't help out so much one another. When they have four ready, a whole team working together, then they can help out one another, that's enough. Then she could take it easy. Omer Rav Chonah v'temer Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni. Lo hechnisa lo mamash doesn't really mean that she has to bring in the maids with her. Ela kivan shuruya leachnisa. As long as she has the money, she can afford it. Apa pish leachnisa, even though she didn't bring it in. Like if she could afford it, she's also potter from doing the work. And Tony, we learn like this. Tana, echot shechnisa loy, whether she really brings in the maids. V'yechot shechimtsim aloy mishaloh, whether she can afford it from herself. But if she has the money, she can afford it, she can also tell the husband, I'll pay someone to do the work, but you can't force me to do the work. Right, the Mishnah says, Abor Yesheves Bekidro. If she brings in four maids, then she can just sit down, do nothing, take it easy. Omerav Yitzchak Bachanina. Omerav Huna. Apa Pi Sharmu. Even though we learned, Yesheves Bekidro, that she has the right to sit back and enjoy herself, you should know, but something she has to do. Abo Mezegis Lekois. She has to pour the wine for him. She has to make his bed. She has to wash his face, his hands and his feet. It's much like Rashi, like I said before also, that she should never stand the idle doing nothing. Doing nothing, that's bad. Omer Rav Yitzchak Bar Chanina. Omer Rav Huna. Kol malecha she shoyse labaylo. Any malacha that a wife has to do for her husband, nidoyse labaylo. Even when she's a nida, she has to do it for her husband. Chutz, excluding these three things. Namziga sakois, she's not allowed to pour a drink for him. V'yatzoyes samita, she can't make his bed, we'll soon see in front of him. V'yachotzas pon of yodav raglav. And she can't wash his face, his hands, and his feet, even though she's not touching him. Just pouring the water there, preparing the water, she can't do either. V'yatzoyes samita, making the bed, amarovle, amornele b'fonim. It's only if the husband is there. But when the husband is not in the room, then she's allowed to make the bed, make the sheets, even when she's a nida. And while we're saying that when she's a nida, she can't pour something for her husband. And the same thing back, we owe the husband can't pour something for his wife. Now Shmuel, when Shmuel's wife became a nida, his wife used to make a shinui. She would pour it with her left hand. That's the loch. You're allowed to handle it with your left hand. That's all right. Abaya manchalo apum de kuba. Abaya's wife made a shinu, she put it on top of the barrel. Rava abaysadia. Rava's wife put it abaysadia on the side. Rashi's merashaysim. She put it by near his head. Rav papa rashashifra. Papa's wife put it on the stool, the footstool. Om rav yitzchak bachanina. Om rav huna. Hakel mashoy mifnei hashamish. When you have a waiter, you don't have to feed him right away. You have to let him wait, eat later. Chutz mi bosav yain. But when the waiter is serving meat and wine, you can't let him go without eating. Like once he has a time, he smells it, it's not nice, too much sour pain, not to let him eat from it. And Omar al Chizda, Bosa Shomen, it means fat meat, V'yayin Yoshin, old wine. And Omar Rava, Bosa Shomen, fat meat, Kol HaShanakulu, the whole year round. If you have a waiter, you have to let him eat from it. Yayin Yoshin, old wine, V'tkufas Thomas. That's when the smell goes out, and it'll bother him if he can't drink it. Omer Rav Onen Bar Tachlifa, Hevikim Nekayim De Mashmuel. I was in front of Mashmuel, V'yasli Tavshilu De Ardi, and he brought in front of me this Tavshil of Ardi, this type of mushrooms. Now V'ilav V'yoyivli, if he wanted to give me to eat from it, it's Tachne, I would have had a Sakana. Because he smelt it, he had a Tav to eat it. If you don't need it, you come a Sakana. Omer Rav Ashi, Hevikim Nekayim De Rav Kana. I was in front of Rav Kana, V'yasli Gagli De Lifta. He brought in front of me some turnips. the chola that was in vinegar, the lav the yoyevli, if he didn't give me teeth from his tach, that would have become a sakana. Rav Papa Rama afilu tamrisa the chananisa. Even if he has what dates, also the chananisa, if you don't give him teeth, Rashi tamorim shmeina fat dates. Now klolo the milsa. What's the general rule here? Kol the yisla reich, any food that has a good smell, a good odor, the yisla kiyu, it has some sharpness to it. If a waiter or somebody smells it, you have to give him teeth from it. If you don't give him teeth from it, the person smells it, there's a sakana. Avua bari uminyumi bari. These two people. Chat sofi mikol mina mina. One used to give any food the waiter waited on would give him some teeth. The chat sofi mechad mina. One would only give his waiter one food, not more. Mar mishnoi Eliyahu b'hadayu. The one that let his waiter eat from every type of the food, Eliyahu Hanavi spoke with him. Umar lo yishnoi Eliyahu b'ado. But the other one that only let his waiter eat from one food, not from all of them, Eliyahu Hanavi didn't talk to him. Hanu tatin chasidim, two chasidim. V'yamalo samsei Rav Mori Rav Pinchas. V'nei Rav Chizda. Mar kodim v'sofi. One went fast to give his waiter teeth. Umar ma'achas sofi. And one after the waiter served, then he gave the waiter teeth. Is the kodim sofli yo mishtoi badayu, the one that gave his waiter teeth right away, Eliyahu Hanavi spoke with him. The miyachas sofli, the one that waited to give his waiter later, lo mishtoi liyo badayu, Eliyahu Hanavi didn't talk with him. Amemru mazutra, Rav Ashi evi ko yosef apitzcha devei azar gamalka, the one sitting in front of the door of the king, azar gamalka. The waiter, the butler of the king, was passing by with the dish of the food for the king.